2 Out of Bounds. William Quagg and Ms. Kelly Graham. Like, we are live in the Blue Ridge Security Solutions Studios. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Make sure you check that out today for all your security needs. You will thank us all later because we all know the privilege and the benefits and the opportunity that Blue Ridge gives you. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. People asking me about shows. I just gave an exhaustive list of the shows I watch. I'm not sure that that's all of the shows, but that's got to be most of them. There are very few shows that I stop watching. That's the thing. If I start, yeah, I will keep going. Prison Break, I watched 2 seasons, and then people said it's basically seasons 3 and 4, basically seasons 1 and 2 in a different country. So I didn't watch that one. There was another show I watched some years ago on Netflix. It was after House of Cards, Hemlock Grove or something. Weird freaking show. I mean, weird as crap. No way. I watched 1 episode, gave it a 1-star rating, and bumped it to the back of my list. No way.
You don't give up on shows easily.
No.
You're in for the long haul. Even after they've jumped the shark, you are still with them.
Oh, yeah. Look, I was the last one watching The Following.
I can't believe you're still watching How to Get Away with Murder. That show is out of control.
No, I'm telling you, it got better. It was worse and worse, but it got better.
After literally 1 season.
I can't believe some people are like geeked up about Scandal anymore.
Oh, I'm still loyal to Scandal. I don't get geeked up, but I mean, I still watch.
Once Olivia moved in the White House, it was over.
Ben watches Scandal, which I think is great. Yeah.
Stranger Things was pretty good. I watched that one. I'll probably watch season 2 of that.
I won't even name the show that I made you watch, or I told you to watch after I watched, but I regretted all of it. But then
13
you watched,
Reasons Why.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. I regretted yeah, 13 watching
reasons
that show
why.
So
I'm not
much.
Watching season 2 of that. No way.
Heck no.
No way.
They should not make a season 2.
No way. Well, they are.
Oh,
they are.
Geez.
You know the guy from 13 Reasons Why is like in everything. He's like in a movie coming up now, some scary movie. He's in those commercials for whatever.
He's perfect for scary movies because he is the palest human. He's paler than you.
Oh, yeah. Sons of Anarchy was great. I watched that one. That was outstanding. Anyway, we talked about that in the context that sometimes you just don't, like you watch a lot of TV, we're oversaturated with programming, and mm-hmm. so sometimes you don't want to. Sometimes you're burnt out. Football can get that way from Thursday to Monday.
You know what I think you need? You obviously watch too much TV. You need to join Zach in my book club.
I do.
I'm trying to crack open an old-fashioned book.
I'm trying to watch TV less. I read a good bit, but I read for work. Like, I don't read for pleasure, and so I'm trying to read more this year.
Head to our Twitter, at 1055 The Roar. We have a poll up there about your interest in the 3 levels of football. I couldn't put every single order of NFL, college, high school on there.
Yes.
But right now, 66% of voters say that their rankings go college 1, NFL 2, high school 3. 27% say college 1, high school 2, NFL 3.
Oh, and Hunter and Clemson, I can't believe New Girl is the best.
Oh, yeah, you watch New Girl.
I laugh out loud every week watching New Girl. It's amazing.
We have gotten so many show recommendations today.
Man in the High Castle on Amazon Prime. I'm staying away from like original stuff on Amazon Prime because I just don't need that in my life right now.
I've told you the show you need to watch. That's my new show. The only one I'm watching right now.
Which one?
The Americans.
Oh, yeah. I need to watch that.
So
there's so many good ones.
Good.
So many good. Like, Ben's telling me to watch Shooter.
Russian spies in the United States during the Cold War.
I know.
Or, excuse me, Soviet spies.
Soviet spy. Don't get it twisted. Let's go back to the phones. Lindsay is up with us next. 654 Roar is the number if you want to join us on the communication phone lines. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on? Hello?
I was going to give my opinion on why high school football is so popular.
All right.
Because I can remember growing up in Lawrence and sitting in the stands on Friday night, you grew that passion. Well, can't wait to get to high school to wear that green and gold. You grew to hate Clinton. You grew to hate Hillcrest. You grew to hate Greenwood, and you wanted to beat them every time you played them. So I think that's why that passion starts at an early age, and it just boils up even though when you get even past high school.
You know what? That's a good point. I do think it's learned behavior for a lot of people. And I do think it's, you know, it may get worse and worse in terms of attendance. But I think in communities where the bedrock of the community is the high school, where everybody's sending their kids to one place, and maybe you've got communities that are split, like an easily picking situation where a lot of times neighbors are going to one or the other. Those are the two places where I think you care about the identity in your high school football program. But I agree with you. It needs to be taught. If it's not taught, then it doesn't grow. And to, you know, in a lot of ways, Like, when I was coming up through Daniel, like, I'll just be honest, the classes behind me didn't have the type of spirit that we had. So we had a vibrant student section. We've got a class reunion coming up in a few months, and we've got a ton of people coming. I know that some of the classes behind us didn't even have reunions because they didn't have interest. So in a lot of ways, it does matter if the students care. If the students care and the community cares, then there's a good vibe to go there in the program, and it becomes an attractive place for people to take their kids. And to a certain extent, the team gets a little bit better and a little more enthused to go and play games as well.
Well, see, kind of talking about the community care, when I put my senior year playing in 15, Lawrence, we beat Greenwood for the first time in 20 years, and the community investment in it, we were walking around town the other day, and everybody knows everybody in Lawrence. So all the football players on that team, we got treated like heroes for like a solid week until we got blown out by Northwestern in the playoffs. And then people weren't too happy with us.
You know, it's very interesting what you're saying, Lindsay, and I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
It's very interesting that you say that because in many places the communities do uphold the representatives of the football program, the coaches and the players and people who are around it. Yeah, sort of like local heroes in a lot of these smaller communities. And again, like I said, as everything becomes more globalized and nationalized and in some of that, because there's a trade-off, we lose a little bit of that local communal feel. And some of that hero status goes away. I will tell you this, people still like the local model, which is why I love being a part of our radio station. We have 13 hours of local programming, and I appreciate you as listeners, the people there that care, that they don't want to hear a voice in California or New York or some place that's not here telling you what to do and think. That you do care about what's going on in your local area, and you care about hearing from local people that share your interest, that share your geographical location, that share your enthusiasm for certain things, and that sort of share your desire to be part of a thriving community of people. That makes our radio station what it is, that people still feel that way about certain things, high school football being one of them, which is why we very proudly put high school football on the air here. And we want to do the best job that we can to not just have a game on the air, but to do a high-quality job. Dono Clark is committed to it. I know the upper management here is committed to it. Even the ownership is committed to it. And certainly I'm committed to it, to making sure that when people tune into this radio station, that they're proud of the local high school football broadcast, not just because a team is playing, but because they can be proud of what they hear. As a resident of this community, I believe that. Thank you, Kelly.
Sorry, I came in a little quick.
That's okay.
Came in a little hot with the applause.
That's okay.
You want to go to the phones?
Yeah, let's go back to the phones, and then we'll get some
more
comments.
One more thought.
Here.
I want to hear your opinions on this.
We'll get Will Vandervoort's thoughts on this as well. And all this is sort of coming, on the heels of our College Football Kickoff show, because the next day on Friday will be the beginning of high school football here, the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week with Easley Pickens, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock kickoff. Right here on WCCP, and we'll be carrying games throughout the season on most weeks throughout the year. Let's go to Jeff, who's been hanging on the North Communication phone lines. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Quark. How's it going?
Going well. Hope you're doing well.
Doing pretty good. I was thinking about the, following college football, sort of like people, is not like all the same for everybody. There's different levels how deep you can get into it. Like, say you're only interested in a few teams. You can follow, five games a week, the big games, the ones between the top 25 teams or whatever. But you could also, follow ACC and SEC games, or even Power Five leagues. And even if that's like 20-plus games a week to follow that. And then if you're really into it, you can follow the whole FBS, and that gets about to be like 50 games a week. You're checking like the scores, the highlights. And then, like myself, even if you get even more into it, and like FCS as well, you're following like, over 100 games a week, to having to check scores, and it gets pretty exhausting. And then that's why, and you try to remember who's doing well in each conference and stuff. And it gets overwhelming for NFL, because NFL, you only have to follow, 14 or 16 games a week. So it's a little bit easier. But even still, like the breadth that college football covers, you can kind of choose on your own, like, how much of it you want to follow, but it can be quite a lot,
Oh, there's no question. And I'll tell you this. This brings up a great point with college football is that Dan Radakovich has talked about this at Clemson a little bit, is how do we keep the fan experience at a game to a certain level that people want to pay the money it takes to be part of it and sort of forego the opportunity to sit on their couch and be exposed to a lot more, a lot more games. And on an NFL Sunday, you're right about this. Yeah, there's a game on Thursday. There's a game on Monday. But the vast majority is in this tight window of time. And it kind of feels more neatly packaged. And it feels easier to sort of have this sort of distant, arm's length relationship with each game that's going on than a college Saturday, where if you try to do that, you'll get, you basically won't consume anything if you try to be that distant with it. So I agree with that. It's a little bit easier to have a relationship with an NFL weekend than it is with a college weekend if you want to really if you really want to take the time and energy to do it.
Yeah, and you mentioned about Dan Radakovich trying to, the fan engagement stuff. Because some people I know, for like their big teams, they'll skip, like, say Clemson's playing the Citadel or something. They might not watch that game as much, or let alone go to it, because, there's other big games around the country at the same time, like the 3:30 SEC game at the same time or some other big national game. So it's like, you want to follow your team, but if you want to follow all of it, you kind of have to, choose what you want to watch.
That's exactly right, Jeff. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. I so agree with that standpoint. And I think the number one thing when I hear people who, let's face it, like IPTA rates go up and ticket prices go up and there's more demands on time. And people are now making a conscious choice to sort of bow out. They may still give the money, but they're not going to buy the tickets, or they buy the tickets and sell them for games. And one of the reasons is because if you're a football fan, going to a game, there's a cost to going to a game, meaning that even if, you're at a tailgate with people with a great setup and you can watch some games, there's still some commute time to the stadium. They're still walking to the stadium, being in your game, walking back out, getting set up, sitting in traffic. There's still so many hours in a college football game day that you're not glued to whatever game it is that you want to be watching elsewhere. I'll give you a perfect example. For a Clemson fan, after the Clemson game on September 2nd, I'm going to a wedding. I'm going to do my best to get there by 5 o'clock to get to this wedding in Greenville. And with the ceremony afterwards, the reception afterwards, it's coming right smack in the Alabama-Florida State game. Well, a lot of people, you're going to kind of miss that 3:30 because you're going to go to the Clemson game, you're going to tailgate some, you're going to go home, but you want to be home by the time that Alabama-Florida State game starts. So you're going to make some sacrifices in the middle if you want to come to the Clemson game and still get back for that. People are weighing the cost of this, saying it's not worth it or whatever, but there still is some value to being in the stadium. The communal aspect of it that we talked about with high school, I think it exists in college and maybe even in other parts of the country, to your NFL team. Certainly for a Packers fan, that's a big deal to be in Lambeau Field and be part of that experience. And then other places as well where Packers just have, they've got that extra special community feel or whatever that the other 31 franchises don't. Do you see where I'm going with that? Like, you've got to make that community aspect, you've got to make the intimacy of being there sort of trump the opportunity cost of leaving other games behind and having to play catch up on a football Saturday.
There's a lot. There's a lot of football, and you just kind of have to pick and choose at this point, and it's what you value. I mean, if you see football as more of a social gathering, which a lot of people do in these here parts, right? High school football might be the best bang for your buck because you see the people you want to see. You don't really care about the football. And maybe if it's not a great product, then whatever. But it's cheap. You see who you want to see. Mm-hmm. And so there's that aspect of it. I think one part, too, that we haven't really talked about, Clemson's success has to have made this even more, I don't want to use the word difficult, but when Clemson is this good, and you want to go to every single game if you're a Clemson fan, and you have the means, and you can because you live locally, it doesn't really free you up for anything else.
Right.
Right? The 90s, the early 00s, there were tons of people that still went to every game. Don't get me wrong.
We did.
But, yeah, I know. Yeah. But, you maybe weren't as invested as you are right now, and so you just don't have any other time for anything else, especially when you think of Clemson, too. I mean, the last two games, the last two seasons, you've played 30 games. That's a lot of football. Some teams, some schools, I mean, our friends 2 hours east, they're done in November, right? And then you have one bowl game, doesn't really matter. But Clemson continues, and they've played into January every single year. It can be exhausting, and it can maybe, you know, decrease your interest in the NFL or decrease your interest in high school football or other schools around the country because you're just so focused on one team, and rightfully so. But I think the past few years have made that focus even more, even larger, you know?
I agree. I will lose interest in baseball when football season starts because I just don't have the time. I just don't have the time or emotional energy to care as much about it. Plus, the Reds are out of the playoff picture by then, so it's not a big deal. They're already out. I mean, I'm starting to wind down baseball affinity right now, where I don't listen to the Reds right now because they're so bad at baseball.
Like
they're so bad.
Now you're choosing Ozark over the Reds. You're having
Absolutely. To
make an educated decision here.
You know what I did last night? I watched the weekend update from last Thursday, and I watched the finale of Turn during the Reds game instead of the Reds game. By the time I got done, it was like 12-2, so I started getting ready for bed.
You also, you're a big two screens, three screens guy, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm a couple screens.
I love Jay on Twitter gets in. He's so confused as to how you accomplish all this, Quack. He says, that's like 12 to 15 hours a day of TV.
Yeah.
Quack, how do you do anything else? Can you stop time? Are you a wizard?
I don't sleep very much. Now, this is true.
Are you a wizard? You're a wizard, William.
Kind of. Multiple screens is helpful. To me, a lot of times you can, and I shouldn't say this as an announcer, but you can put a game on mute and still kind of get the feel of it. And, you know, you can pause and watch whatever big part, like if a team's about to score or whatever, you could do that. There are some games where I want full attention, but there are a lot of games where I can watch with half my attention and still get the key points, especially if there's a lot of things I want to get in touch with. I do a thing too with my two screens where I flip back and forth, so I have sort of a back and forth with that
quick
with
fingers.
with the mute. So you like if one goes to commercial, you mute that, and it gives you the volume on the other game.
Bottom line, in today's day and age, you got to have multiple screens.
No
Otherwise,
question.
You just can't. You won't make it. You will not make it through football season without multiple screens.
I'm trying to get this new house, man. Getting multiple screens in that living room is unbelievable.
Sanders and I were talking with you about this the other day. So you're one person. You're moving into a house. You're going to be the one person living there.
Yeah.
You have three rooms. And how many TVs are you going to have?
I'm going to have four TVs.
Four TVs?
I'm going to have four TVs.
For one person.
You can't. I mean, you got to have it. You
plus your tablet, plus your phone.
I mean, I've got a guest
plus your
room.
Laptop.
I want people to be able to watch TV in my guest room.
Seven
or
screens.
Somebody rents from me. Yeah, absolutely. I want to have one in my office. I got an office space. I want to have one in my office. And I might have to split it. I might have to, like, borderline break some laws, split it to get two screens in the living room. Unreal.
It's tough. Last text before Willie V. In the 864. You guys are going to laugh, but if hunting season didn't coincide with college football, Clemson would have to build an addition to Death Valley.
That may be true. I do know people who go on hunting weekends and miss games. They sell their tickets.
Oh, man.
I do know that.
That's a valid point.
I don't know how many, but there's a lot of them. That's true. Hey, this hour of the program is brought to you in part by our friends at Tiger Sports Shop, who make things amazing on game day. The orange, the purple, the knickknacks, the coaches' polos, the stuff the players are wearing on the sidelines, the pullovers, the shorts, the tank tops, the little baby clothes. They have everything there for you. Hats, they got a rack of hats in there. I used to buy one polo and one tie every year when I was a student, and I'd wear one of the new polos and I'd wear a tie when it got to where we could wear long sleeves and be comfortable. And I'd have a Clemson tie. I used to do that every single year at Tiger Sports Shop. That was my student tradition. Go by and see them on Highway 123 right there or downtown Clemson, beautiful downtown Clemson. Go by and see them. Do it this week before students come back and before the eclipse happens. You're going to be glad you did. Will Vandenborg going to join us talking high school, college, NFL, and people overlooking Clemson. That's when Out of Bounds returns next.
The excitement is building for the 2017 football season, and we're ready to hit the field with our annual Blue Ridge Security Priority One College Football Kickoff Show, August 17th at Twin Peaks. The show will be broadcasted live from 5 to 8 p.m. with every host breaking down the upcoming season with every conference, the national championship picture, Heisman, and more. Everything you need to know, brought to you by Twin Peaks, Urban Nirvana, Engineered Sleep, the Greenville Jerky Company, and Tent Solutions. The Blue Ridge Security Priority One College Football Kickoff Show, August 17th.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for five consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Hey y'all, Caleb here from Local Q. Did you know we offer amazing monthly specials in addition to some of the best barbecue in Greenville? Every month our chefs collaborate to create four unique menu items, including an entree, sandwich, and dessert. More of a traditionalist? Come in and try our house smoked wings with one of our five bold barbecue sauces. So if you're hungry as a hippo, join us at 30 Orchard Park Drive, Suite 7. Or check out our menu at www.localq.com. Remember, Local Q is 21 and up at all times, so don't forget your valid ID.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
It's always a great time to buy from George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest. Like a 2017 Fusion Escape or Mustang, 0% interest for 72 months and $1,000 in trade assist. And remember, there are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Serving you for over 85 years and four generations. George Coleman Ford, for the ride of a lifetime.
Offer good through August 22nd. Less trade, 95 on your vehicle for trade assist.
Yo, is this thing working, you know? I want to thank Ralph Faze Toyota for having me here today. I was really flabbergasted to see all these used vehicles. I mean, there must be millions, you know?
Rock, I think there's over 150.
Well, I was close, you know. Hey, and these certified Toyotas are what you call amazing.
Hey, Rocky, was your last fight a tough one?
Hey, they're all tough, you know.
Do you think you have any brain damage?
Well, I don't know. I don't see any.
Hey, Rocky, is it true that you're going to have your next fight here at Ralph Hayes Toyota?
Well, I don't think so. You know, there's some pretty nice certified Toyotas here. I wouldn't want to mess them up, you know.
Hey, Balboa, why don't you fight a real man? We can fight right here at Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Hey, you should watch your mouth, you know.
Why don't you come close it?
Why don't you come up here and find out, all right?
You're the champion. Brother, I'll whoop you now.
Hey, I'll get you out
there. No need to fight, boys. Just go to RalphHaysToyota.com and click on the e-price to get the best price. RalphHaysToyota.com.
Temperatures are on the rise, and now is the perfect time to make sure you're ready for summer's heat with a Coleman air conditioning system for your home. Known for rugged dependability and tremendous value, Coleman products stand the test of time. Plus, every Coleman unit is backed by industry-leading warranties. Call Roland Services and Tailors, your local Coleman dealer at 864-360-2822 for a free evaluation of your system. And learn how you can save up to 50% in energy costs this summer.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
That's all anybody will talk about, and that will be that.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kellum.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour 2 continues. Out of Bounds. Emanating live from Clemson, South Carolina, the highest point in the upstate. And broadcasting all across the Fruited Plain and around the world, WCCPFM.com and the WCCP mobile app. So much great feedback and conversation here with this topic, particularly surrounding high school football, but then sort of comparing it or bringing it into focus with the idea that it does have to coexist with college and the NFL. We've gotten some good feedback. What's our poll right now? The NFL college high school poll. What's that one looking like?
On at 105.5 The Roar, you can find the poll right now. Big lead for the order of college football, one, in terms of priority.
Yeah.
NFL, two. High school, three. That's 67%. 26% say college football, one. High school, two. And NFL, three. So I think we know that the allegiances lie with college football. I wish we could do this poll as more of a national poll, because I'd be really intrigued to see, obviously we're in the Southeast, you know, but to see what the Northeast feels, the West, the Midwest, Montana, I don't know. Just kind of the whole thing, because I think it would vary by region, and that's kind of our point.
You know what we could have done? And I didn't think about this at the time. This is a little much.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Could have done three polls. Which one would you put first? Which one would you put second? Which one would you put third? And then see.
That's a lot of polls.
That's a lot. It's a lot going on.
I mean, people have shows to watch. They don't have time to vote on polls.
They don't have time to just be on Twitter voting on polls all the time.
They have 15 shows to watch. Plus, they listen to our show in its entirety. Plus, they listen to the station from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Plus, they got to vote in three polls. You're asking too much, Quack. You're asking too much.
I've stressed myself out telling people how I do.
How many shows you watch?
Like, when I'm doing it, it's just not that much. Because you're doing it, like, there's stuff on while you're doing other things. And so it's not like I'm only doing this one thing. Like, there's other things going on that are more productive than me watching an episode of New Girl or Brooklyn Nine-Nine, right? Like, I'm doing other things. I'm prepping for the show, doing a little writing, you know, listening to interview audio or whatever. Sometimes you do stuff during commercials. I mean, I feel like I'm wasting a lot of time if I'm just sitting there watching TV. I have to be doing something productive.
You're a multitasker.
Exactly. Sure. Big time.
Multiple screens. That's why.
That's right. This interview with Will Vandervoort in this hour, brought to you by Harrys.com. One thing that I don't spend a lot of time with is the shave. Don't spend a lot of time with the shave because I don't need it, because I'm a beard guy. Misconception about beard guys: they don't shave. Wrong. They obviously shave. I'm one of those guys. You prioritize a great shave when you're a beard guy. I was getting my hair cut one time, this a couple months ago, and a lady cut my hair, looked at me, and she goes, "Man, you've done a great job with this beard." I was like, "Well, let me tell you about Harry's and how great these blades are and how great this handle is and how great this product is." And she said, "A lot of people struggle below the chin. They just struggle keeping it straight. I never have that problem because Harry's is that amazing." You can find out what I'm talking about with Harry's. Over 3 million guys have already done it. They have 100% satisfaction guarantee, your money back. Ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades, lubricating strip trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover at harrys.com/OOB. They're giving all that away for free. All you got to do is cover a few dollars in the shipping cost. Again, get started with Harry's today. Get that free trial offer absolutely free. Just a few bucks in the shipping. Is all you have to pay. Go to harrys.com/OOB to get the free trial set. That's harrys.com/OOB. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. A lot of football talk with Will Vandervoort. He's been at practice. He knows how Clemson's going. But he also has covered high school football. He also has covered NFL games. And he also has covered college football. So he understands the value of the sport as an entire weekend. And he joins us right now from the ClemsonInsider.com. What's up, Willie V?
And I can tell you that I'm doing good, first of all, Quark. And I can tell you that I also I only do one thing when I'm watching TV, and that's watch TV. You like to say you're not a millennial, but I think that's where you become a millennial.
Yeah.
It's with your television watching. I can't do it. I don't know how you do it. When I sit down to watch TV, that's it. I'm turning on my one show that I want to watch, and that's what I'm watching. And nothing else is happening. I zone out. I like to call that veg out, and I don't mess with anybody. I don't want anybody to mess with me either. And so, like, I'm that way when I watch the Steelers, too. It's just the Steelers. I'm not watching anything else. I care less. I could care. I don't care about anything else that's going on in the NFL except who the Steelers are playing and what's happening in that game at that point. And then when it's over, then I'll care a little bit more about everything else. But right then, I'm zoned in, man. So I don't know how you do it. I can't do it, And so, yeah, you do stress me out when I watch TV. First of all, I'm going nuts since you got four things going on and you got volume on a couple of them. And I'm like, how in the world can you focus on that? And then you're like writing. And I'm like, what in the world? When I write, I got to have everything off. It's nice and quiet. Everything's calm. I'm focused in on my writing. You guys stress me out, man.
Yeah, I know that. And it does matter what it is, too. Like, it matters what show it is. Like, for something like Game of Thrones, you got to be all in or you'll miss stuff. You know, you got shows that you got to be all in or you miss stuff. There are some shows, though, when I got to do something else, I know I can watch it and get the main ideas and laugh at a couple things or realize what's going on without being totally invested in the plot from start to finish, you know? So that's how I try to balance it out.
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
Now, you're a Steelers fan. I know you've covered high school football. College, high school, NFL, how would you rank the three in terms of your personal interest?
Well, it's interesting. I come from an NFL family where, you know, I grew up before college football, I grew up on NFL. But I was born and raised in South Carolina. My family's from Pittsburgh, as a lot of people know. And so, you know, my dad loved to watch the NFL. But my mom loved to watch college. And so I kind of did both. So to me, I always tell everybody I'm 50-50. I really can't live without either one. You know, I'm going to watch, obviously, what I do for my job, but even if Clemson's off, I'm going to watch college football all day long. Just as on Sundays, I'm going to watch NFL football all day long. So for me, that's the same. And then, you know, I'm like you. I come from a small town where high school football is huge. Coming from Bamberg, you know, it's all about, that's what the whole thing is about football. And so, you know, there's a passion down there for it. So high school football's big too. So yeah, you know, it's hard for me to rate it. It really is. You know, if I was back home, I would probably put high school football a little bit higher up on the list, maybe, or say it's tied. But considering I don't, and I live up here now, and I'm not a part of that community down there, it's not as big a deal. I think it depends on if you got kids that are there that are in the program and you know, what their interest is in the high school athletics. I think that kind of weighs in that as well with the community. So, you know, I would say I would rank tie between college and NFL, and then, you know, it's 1A and 1B, and then I would say obviously high school comes in third.
Now, moving to Clemson for a little bit, Kelly said yesterday she was really doubting the validity of Dabo Swinney's description of Kelly Bryant's Friday practice after, you know, admittedly there were some struggles in the Saturday scrimmage. As one of the best practices Dabo Swinney has seen by a Clemson quarterback in his time here, what do you make of that comment? What's your read on that, and where do you stand on this quarterback battle right now?
Yeah, and I heard Don give Kelly a hard time. And look, Kelly, look, you are fine. What you said is totally fine.
Thanks, Willie B.
I know what Don was saying, but, you know, Don wears orange, and so he's going to have those orange-colored glasses on too. And so, and also, you know, us, you know, we're a little more cynical in the media. So when Dabo tells us stuff, we know there's reasons for why Dabo's telling us. There's half truths to what Dabo tells us, at least the way we see it sometimes. So you kind of read between the lines a little bit, and there's a message there Dabo's sending somewhere, either to us or to, or he has a reason behind doing it. So I think you're spot on. I you know, I can tell you what, every single one of us looked at each other when he said it. So if you were sitting there and,
right,
you know, Dabo knows. He sees us all get those little, we'll raise our eyebrows or something like that. We're like, okay. You know, he knows. And of course, he lets us know, too, like, say, drawn down the month, like, you know, like he did with Hunter. Because I remember him coming out for spring practice one day, and he says, I'll tell you guys what, you guys need to pay attention. Hunter Renfro, that's going to be a guy. He's a walk-on, and this guy, remember this name, Hunter Renfro. And, of course, we all said, okay, whatever, you know. And then so we all know what Hunter's done since. And so Dabo loves to bring that up to us. Remember when you guys didn't believe me about Hunter Renfro? And we never said we didn't believe him, but Dabo saw the looks on our faces.
Exactly. It's not that I don't believe that Kelly Bryant can do the job. I very well do. It was just the sentence just made me kind of raise my eyebrows a bit. That's all. And so I'm glad to hear that you were with me, Willie V, in that. You heard that sentence too, and it just made you kind of scratch your head a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. That just means you're being a good journalist. You're just kind of saying, okay, well, let me see it. You know?
Exactly. And I heard, so could you give us a few more tidbits from the scrimmage? I know you've heard a few more things. Just what can you disclose a little more about the scrimmage that happened on Saturday?
Yeah, and first of all, Dabo was right that Kelly did have a lot of bad luck. For instance, he threw a touchdown pass to Deion Kane that, you know, should have been a touchdown pass, but Deion wasn't aware of where he was at on the field, and he came down out of bounds, and it was a very good pass. It wasn't like it was too high or anything like that. It was on Deion.
And then there was a couple instances where he threw the ball right in where it's supposed to be, and guy dropped the ball. So, you know, the whole offense just wasn't in a rhythm, as the coaches said. And so there was something to that. You know, heard a lot of good things about Zaire Cooper. You know, that he actually had what they would say was a good scrimmage. You know, good decision making. You know, can spin the football. That's what we've always been hearing with him. But, you know, I heard a couple of people saying he looked more accurate than he did in the spring. And so that's good for Zarek, because that's been the knock on him is his accuracy. And then, of course, Hunter Johnson, you know, a lot of people saying he's coming around, he's progressing, but maybe not to the rate that we all probably expected him to at this point. And so I think, you know, it's interesting to see. I would love to know who is taking most of those second-team reps. I know they're sharing reps right now, but are they leaning any one way with one of those two guys? And I tell you, the scrimmage this coming weekend is going to be huge, because I think it's going to decide who's going to be at least, you know, because Dabo mentioned before preseason, he said, hey, look, you know, I want to 10 days out before the season opener, I want to figure out, get it down to two quarterbacks. Well, this scrimmage is August 21st. When they get done and the coaches evaluate, it's going to be 10 days before the season opener. So this scrimmage coming up this weekend is going to be big for all three quarterbacks as Dabo tries to narrow that list down. And then we're hearing a lot of good stuff about the freshman running back, Travis. Walk, help me out.
Etienne.
Travis Etienne. We're hearing a lot of good stuff about him. You know, Tony Elliott's telling us, hey, look, you know, He doesn't know where he's going, but he's fast getting there. And, you know, I think that's like one of the best lines I've heard, you know, something like your grandfather would say, you know. But we're also hearing that, you know, he's making plays when he's out there. He's improved in his run blocking. And they're really amazed with how he's kind of grasped the offense. And so he's got a high football IQ. And so he's another guy that you're hearing a lot of good things for. And then the defensive line was just dominant. I can't explain to you what I've heard from several people about how they just couldn't block them. They just couldn't block them. And that's why the first-team offense could not get in a rhythm. That's why Kelly Bryant couldn't get in a rhythm, because they just couldn't block them. I mean, these guys were just getting such a good push and were dominating so much that it was one of those things where, you know, how can you get anything going when the team on that other side is playing so well?
Final one for you, Willie V. We got about a minute, maybe a minute and a half left here in this segment. Will Vandevoort at Steeler Will on Twitter from theclemsinsider.com. Barrett Sadlee wrote a piece on CBSSports.com about four reasons why you shouldn't overlook Clemson. Do you think people are overlooking Clemson, or is this sort of a made-up deal? What's your read on that?
You know, I don't think people are overlooking Clemson. I think people expect Clemson to be a top-10 team and be right there in the mix. I think most of the national analysts, though, believe when the season is over or gets down to the end that Clemson will not be one of those Final Four. I think a lot of people think Florida State's going to get them. So that's where I think the overlook is, if you will. I think a lot of people are just predicting Florida State to win the ACC, and that's going to knock Clemson out. But that could be a mistake, because Florida State's got to come to Death Valley, and there's still questions, Mark. There's still questions about Florida State's offensive line. I think Clemson is, of the two teams, is the better team in the trenches, and generally, from what I know about football, the team that's better in the trenches 90% of the time wins the game. And so I want to see if – that's why I'm watching that Florida State-Alabama game with a lot of curiosity. I want to see how much Florida State's improved up front with their pass protection, because if they have the same issues they've had, then all of a sudden to me, that makes Clemson a favorite in this conference, because even though Clemson has an inexperienced quarterback – Clemson, just ask Alabama how you can win with inexperienced quarterbacks and play for national championships and win national championships. They've done it several times. As long as your defense is playing well and you got a good running game and your offensive line's good, you're going to be okay. And Clemson's got all those other pieces answered. They just need somebody to come in and manage things. And, you know, so I wouldn't count Clemson out. And I tell you, that Florida State game at the beginning of the season with Alabama is going to tell us a lot.
Totally agree with that. Thanks so much, Willie V. Always appreciate the perspective. And, we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
All right, Qualk. All right, Kelly. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks so much. Will Vandevoort from theclemsinsider.com. Hour 2 continues. Out of bounds in a moment.
The Sweet Spot Bake Shop is the perfect place to host our newest member of the team, Brad Zinka. Join Brad broadcasting live from the Sweet Spot Bake Shop on August 24th. With all the great food there, you might have a hard time keeping your mind on the sports talk, but you can do both. All natural, made-from-scratch baking done by a family with a long lineage of French bakers. Delicious. Join the press box with Brad and Ben, August 24th from 9 till noon at the Sweet Spot Bake Shop, 1067 Tiger Boulevard in Clemson, from 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, I'm John, the new owner of the Butcher's Block in Anderson. We've made a ton of changes to the way we serve you. The best meals are always farm to table, and that's what we do. Only the freshest ingredients from local produce. Literally a guy that has farm stands. I know your day can be hectic, so we can take care of dinner for you with our pre-prepared meals are fresh and never frozen. Lots to choose from, including lasagna, chicken cordon bleu, stuffed flounder, chicken pot pie, and more. Ask about our pre-prepared packages like our picnic package with 4 half-pound burgers like no other. Our burgers are ground chuck, single grind, with filet mignon and ribeye fat only. You'll never taste another burger like this. If you haven't tried our meat and three, you have no idea what you're missing. The same fresh meat and produce with bread, dessert, and a drink included. If the meat and three is not your thing, we have a full deli menu with salads and our new chicken finger basket with fresh hand-cut french fries. Come see us at the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street, Anderson.
One of college football's greatest traditions happens at every Clemson home game. The players run down the hill and into the valley, everyone rubbing Howard's Rock to the excitement of Clemson fans everywhere. What you wouldn't know is that Howard's Rock has its own security system from Blue Ridge Security Solutions. The Rock is worth protecting, and these are the same people that protect my home, too. I'm Dabo Sweeney from Blue Ridge Security Solutions.
BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Serious Security. 888-407-SAFE.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Thank you for helping me and my associates grow our business into its 18th year. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to become the go-to dealer for Takeuchi equipment. We're proud to offer equipment rental, sales, and repair. In many cases, right there on your job site. And you've enabled Bennett Equipment to grow into a third location in Seneca, which will be open in August. We're online at BennettEquipment.net. Thank you, and remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
The world has many types of tanks, from the Leopold to the T-62 to the M1 Abrams. But the most widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call the Pentagon. Call Roto-Rooter. Serving the upstate and western North Carolina, Roto-Rooter will battle with any sort of septic problem. With their army of specialists, call 226-9452. 226-9452. Online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Dr. Frank Armacito with the Surgery Center at Pelham on what it means to you as a patient.
I helped develop our outpatient joint replacement program. Our patients are a priority, and it's my goal as an orthopedic surgeon to offer treatment options. Qualified candidates go home the same day. You will be up and walking before we send you home.
The Surgery Center at Pelham, ideal for athletes and active people who want to get back to their old routines. NewKneeReplacement.com. A job well done means money to your bottom line. Christopher Trucks is your productivity partner in fleet truck sales and service. Through October 2nd, qualified customers can get a 2017 2500 Sprinter cargo van. 0% financing for up to 36 months. Christopher Trucks features the Sprinter with the largest load capacity and best fuel economy in its class. 1601 Whitehorse Road, Greenville. 269-2131. Online at ChristopherTrucks.com.
Hey Tiger fans, don't miss your chance to see the defending national champions in Death Valley this year. Clemson Tiger football single game tickets for select games are now available for purchase on ClemsonTigers.com. Be sure and reserve your tickets today as availability is limited. The 2017 season features another great home schedule, and this is your chance to be part of the action. Log on to ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your tickets, and we'll see you in Memorial Stadium.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Oh. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, yes.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Lay where you're laying. Don't make a sound. I know they're watching. They're watching. All the commotion. They're killing like
Glad to have you with us. This hour of the program brought to you by our friends at Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forward, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z. It's the right way to clean. Your carpets will be just like new with the empowered water treatment and no residue, odors, or toxic chemicals left behind. Call them today, 558-7300. No one cleans like Zero Res. I'm clicking on this story. Larry Williams and some of my some people I follow on Twitter are having like a conversation about this this Jim Harbaugh thing where Michigan still doesn't have a published football roster. Their roster on their athletics website is last year's roster. And so NJ Advanced Media, which basically every story I read about Rutgers, and there are a surprising amount of Rutgers stories worth reading. Every story I read about Rutgers, oh yeah, well, their athletic department's
this
constantly having shenanigans.
This is why you have no time. Because you're reading stories about Rutgers while watching 17 TV shows.
Look, Rutgers always getting into some shenanigans. You know, like their athletic department is corrupt or like their coaches are beating their players at practice and stuff. So there's always stuff to read about Rutgers. And so I've gone to this website quite a bit. They actually, Freedom of Information Act requested a Michigan football roster. Yes, they did.
Stop it.
They did.
Rutgers, you do the most. And that isn't even Rutgers. It's the Rutgers media, right?
Well, they probably are trying to write stories about Michigan as a Rutgers opponent. Their guy doesn't even know who's playing. He doesn't even know what's on the roster. They don't know what numbers people are, what position they're listed at.
Michigan could find 82 guys in the dining hall on the campus of Ann Arbor in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and beat Rutgers whenever they're playing.
This is just
didn't they beat them 72-3 last year? Rutgers, come on.
They legitimately are waiting to release their roster. This is like NFL. This is Bill Belichick paranoia 101 right here. Okay, that's what this is. They said they're going to respond to the request on or before August 25th.
Michigan released a statement saying
yes.
That?
Yes, August 25th. So they said it will not be possible to respond to requests within the five-day period accorded by the Michigan Freedom of Information Act. However, under Section 5-2D of the Act, the university is permitted to extend the deadline for not more than 10 business days beyond the initial due date. So like the Monday before, isn't that right? What is it? That's 10 days. So that's a Friday. That's a Friday before college football starts. They will release the roster. How ridiculous is it to like cling tightly to your roster? So your opponents don't gain a competitive advantage. You're basically withholding competitive balance from your opponents doing that. This is so stupid.
It's Jim Harbaugh. He does whatever he wants, and he's just the weirdest. And this is just some sort of elaborate scheme. There's some reasoning behind it. I don't understand why he would do this. It's stupid, but he's Jim Harbaugh. That's what he does.
I mean, this is just ridiculous. This is where I want to like Jim Harbaugh. I really do. I would like to like him. He feels like a nice guy. He was a quarterback of the Colts. I want to like this guy, but there was the Coward interview where he wouldn't answer any questions. Remember that? I mean, that was painful to listen to, and there was really no reason for it. There's the he doesn't publish a 2D. Remember when Colorado spoofed it last year?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
I mean, it's like he bends over backwards to tick people off.
He does.
And I can't,
it's high maintenance.
I can't support that. There's nothing out of the ordinary. Now, some schools bend over backwards to try to make life easier for people. Some schools do that. What in the world is he doing bending? It seems like he's going to extra trouble to make things more difficult for people in a very average, minor way. Like, why would anyone even think, well, let's see how people respond if we just don't put our roster up? Do your fans not care the numbers of the players? Do your fans not want this information? I mean, I'm sorry. Florida, your opponent suspended half their team. Like, half their team's not even playing in the first game. Why would you do this? Why would you just go out of your way to tick people off like that? Doesn't make any sense.
In other Jim Harbaugh news, he did have a great tweet about recent happenings in Charlottesville. He had a good tweet. Did you see this?
I want to like him. What did he say?
He said, this is a very likable tweet, and it's obvious. I mean, this is very true. He said, Anyone who demonstrates through violence, terror, or intimidation are embarrassments to our country and are truly disrespectful to our flag. It's good stuff.
Great statement.
But it also, like, so he says something like that, and then he's weird and just so Jim Harbaugh-y when leading up to an AS Roma soccer game in Detroit last month. Did you see his quote about this?
No, what'd he say?
He said, quote, "I always encourage youngsters in America to play soccer. Every American boy should play soccer until the eighth grade. Then they all should switch to football."
That's weird. That's so weird to say.
He's
that's
just so a Looney Tune. He's weird.
What a psycho guy. What a weirdo. McGee.
Every American boy
what a strange
should
fella.
Play soccer and then just abandon soccer when they turn 13 and play football.
My gosh. Are you serious?
He's a weirdo. He's a weirdo.
Weird and a half. What is this guy doing? I'll be honest. I think that probably we could construct a Michigan roster if people want a copy, if people just really want to know what it is, we could probably have one in a couple days at Twin Peaks for our college football kickoff show.
Or could we just go with the Colorado too deep that they made?
we certainly could. Hey, it's going to be awesome. We've got the 29-degree draft beer, the appetizers, the entrees, 80 big screen TVs, the scenic views. The whole gang from the station going to be there, 105.5 The Roar. We're going to have T-shirts to give away. We're going to have giveaways to give away. We're going to have things to tell you about college football that we haven't told you before. It is going to be worth your while, not just to listen, but still listen, but to be there, to pack that house with people ready to get college football season underway. This is the unofficial, official kickoff of the season with a college football kickoff show. 5-8, Twin Peaks, Woodruff Road in Greenville. You won't go away wanting for anything. Food, beverage, football knowledge. We're going to give you all of that. You're feeling more of all those things.
So excited. Really pumped for that show. And on Thursday, we're going to be on 12-3 and then 5-8. So back to back. And 12-3, we're doing Bold Prediction Show.
Yes,
so
we are.
So get ready.
Can't wait for
get
that.
Get your bold predictions ready.
Bingo. DJ Blythe is up with us next on the Northern Communication phone lines. What's up, DJ Blythe?
How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. Hope you are.
Trying to switch gears a little bit.
All right.
Kelly don't know this by now, but I'm also a Cowboy fan, and it's been bothering me a little bit with these suspensions and, you know, depending on what the suspension is about, whether it's domestic violence or the drug abuse thing with the steroids or whatever they're taking to get bulked up and all this stuff. But when are they going to set standards for everybody across the board and just set standards for certain criteria of players?
You know, that's an interesting question. I don't really know about that. I will say that I think it's a problem. I think we need to have an across the board standard, don't you? Anytime we try to establish these double standards or we look at certain body types or certain people, you know, certain places and say this guy is, and we put him in a box, I think we're unfairly branding people and we're leaving people. I mean, I'll give you a perfect example from the steroid aspect. People wanted to put on, certainly Barry Bonds, but like any slugger, like Giancarlo Stanton. We want to put steroids on Giancarlo Stanton or Adrian Beltre, which is a big deal because he's Dominican, he's taking steroids. But then D. Gordon got suspended 80 games for steroids. You know, this little mini-me slapper guy gets suspended 80 games. I feel like we need to have a standard society, you know, societally that we set instead of branding people based on how they look. I would agree with that.
I know, because I don't like, you're going to get one guy 6 games, one guy 1 game, one guy 2 games. I think the standard needs to be across the board for everybody, and they should not be able to appeal it. They should have structure, go with it, run with it, and don't let the player appeal it. It's done.
I agree with that. And I do think this is going to be appealed and dropped down to 4. I think that's why they started with 6. So that it could be appealed and brought down to 4. So I think it's going to feel more like some other suspensions that we've seen in the past. But I agree with you that it doesn't need to be just stars that get the big punishment. It doesn't need to be guys setting an example. Well, we need to treat people with sort of across the board dignity, for lack of a better way of putting it. And I agree that Elliott seems to be getting the heavy hammer right now where other guys just haven't.
Exactly. Y'all guys have a good day.
All right, thanks very much, DJ Blythe. We appreciate that. I mean, do you agree with that? I know you've been ripping Elliott, but I agree with him. It's a double standard based on who it is and where he's playing and what he's done. I mean, we just have all these places where we assume that guys are doing certain things, and we have these ridiculous double standards. It boggles my mind that we continue to do this.
We do, and it's tough. I mean, I've said this on some previous shows. It's really tough right now to reconcile Cowboys fandom and what he's done, allegedly done, and the fact that, I mean, I'm a woman. It's tough. Zach asked me today, you still going to root for him? You're a woman. I said, Zach, you're a man. You shouldn't root for him either. And he said, I know. It's just difficult. Now I have a little bit of a taste of maybe how Florida State fans felt with Jameis, you know, or how Baylor, good old-fashioned, just normal, haven't done anything wrong, Baylor fans feel about their program. It's not easy. It's not ideal.
It's not good. Hour two's in the books. More football in hour three next.
Locked up tight in the Blue Ridge Security Studio, the flagship station for all things sports. WCCP.